It may be chilly outside right now, and indeed it is, but last weekend was a reminder the warm weather is really here. We had some temperatures in the 80s, and the coming heat, of course, and all of the rain that we get brings about the tick season, and it's something we all need to pay attention to, because joining us live now is Dr. Wayne Meyer, who's an internal medicine doctor at Shady Grove Adventist Hospital. Dr. Meyer, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I have three tick collectors in my family. They're golden retrievers. And boy, oh boy, if I don't keep up with the tick stuff to keep them off the dogs, they'll bring them into the house.
Absolutely.
You got to pay attention this time of year, because Lyme disease is not a fun thing.
No, not at all. It's very important to prevent from getting the tick bites to begin with, actually.
What does Lyme disease do to us?
It's an infection with an organism called a spirochete, and it causes an early infection and a in-between infection, intermediate infection, and a late infection. But they can all be treated by the antibiotics. Sometimes the late infections, though, can cause permanent problems.
Now, what do we do if we do find a tick on ourselves? Is it reason to panic? Or, you know, should we go get a test right away? Or
no. No, the most important thing is to remember is that it's actually very, very uncommon for the tick to be able to transmit the Lyme disease if it's been on for less than 72 hours. And in fact, they don't even recommend any sort of activity at all except taking the tick off if you can say that it's been on there less than 36 hours. So it's actually, the fact of the matter is most Lyme disease occurs when you never, ever see the tick. Because they have to be on there for about 3 days to really transmit the disease, and they tend to fall off naturally after 4 to 5 days.
Give us a little advice here how to keep those darn ticks off of us.
Well, not the dog ticks. It's the deer ticks. Most important thing is to be wearing long sleeve shirts, long pants. If you're going to be out in a place that has a lot of ticks, it's probably best to pre-treat your shirts and pants with permethrin. It's a spray. You can get it as a spray, and you spray the both sides of the clothing and let it dry. And it actually continues to work even if it's been washed for up to a week.
Really?
Wow.
And then you do that, and you put some DEET. It's insect repellent, DEET, on the skin, and you should be good to go. But when you come in, if you've been out for a while, make sure you get checked for ticks. And in fact, the best thing is actually, if you want, is to take a shower or a bath, which tends to wash the tick off before it actually embeds. If it's already embedded, that won't take care of it. But when you find the tick, you need some tweezers, grab it very gently just at the skin, and gently pull until it pulls off. And that way you will prevent yourself from getting infected.
All right, very good. Dr. Wayne, thank you so much. Good advice there.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Wayne Meyer, internal medicine doctor at Shady Grove Adventist Hospital.